Happy International Girlfriends Day. I don't know who the fuck came up with this holiday, but I just want to thank the women who are there, who are standing beside their men, who are, I don't know, those girls. My gender, God forbid. I don't want to say anything about them. But so there's something I want to talk about. I actually want to talk about two things. Yeah, first of all, why do people, after a relationship, why is it that people want to be like, oh, you need to work on yourself, you need to take some time off to heal, you need to do this thing to yourself, you need to see before you get into another relationship and all of that. What if this person, my question is, what if this man is actually trying to make things work? What if the girl he met, the girl was like, you know, for the people, you know what I mean when I say the girl is for the people, and at the end of the day, things didn't really work out the way he expected it to work out. So are you trying to tell this person to still work on themselves? Sometimes telling people to work on themselves, telling people who got fucked over to work on themselves, I feel like it's disrespect. You don't tell people who went over a certain period of their life to work on themselves. You don't get to tell them, okay, fine, you're young, but if you're trying to look for a relationship immediately, if you're trying to have fun, if you're trying to look for something serious, I would tell you to sit back and just relax and heal immediately. But if you're not trying to look for anything serious, you're just trying to look for something casual, go back into the market. There are plenty of fishes in the river, man. Just go back, go in search for them. You get, stop trying to tell people to sit and heal. Like, there's this post. Somebody was saying that, what is the necessary time for you to go back into the market after a breakup? Somebody said, you're not wounded. You can get back as any time you want. But I feel like we should stop telling people to work on themselves. You telling me to work on myself when in that relationship I was the one who was treated badly. Are you telling me to work on myself? Are you trying to work on my, work on my heart to be more nicer than it used to be? I don't know what you're trying to do. Yeah, so stop telling people to work on themselves, especially those people who were cheated on, those people who were badly mistreated. Stop telling them to work on themselves. Tell them to go out there with full speed. There are a lot of beautiful women out there who want love, but they're not getting it. And when you're going into a relationship, you have to make sure you set your intentions there. Like, this is what I want. If you're not there for something serious, say it in the beginning. Don't come and lead people on. And at the end of the day, you understand? You know what I'm talking about, but I'm not just going to go into that topic. The topic I'm going to go into today is the topic of, there's this picture that I've been going about two women. One is dressed in, one is wearing a bomb shirt and the other one is all covered up and all of that. And there's a quote on that, those pictures saying that we wipe this and play with this. Yeah, so you wipe the one that is fully clothed and play with this. And since when does being covered up make someone decent? Yeah, I live in a particular community that I'm not going to talk about right now, where the women cover up their whole body and all of that. And at the end of the day, there's still some of the most nasty girls you could ever talk about. Yeah, but you saying that because of the woman is well dressed and all of that, and makes her decent, makes her wifeable and all of that, I don't get it. You sound stupid whenever you say this. And you think maybe the person who he's wearing, the person who's wearing a bum shirt and all of that, that person is easy to fuck and that person is like a slut and all of that. You understand? Because of the way I like to dress. I, for example, I don't like wearing bra. I think I have like two bras and those bras are for church. You're not going to tell me that, oh, this girl, she doesn't like wearing bra. She likes just exposing her nipples and all of that. I'm not a bra person. Whenever I wear bra, I feel so uneasy. I feel restless. So I don't really like to wear bras. So when you say that women are supposed to dress a certain way because it's good, it makes them look wifeable and all of that, wife material. Believe me, people who cover their head from their head to their toe, those people, what they do If your parents could see some of the things you do, I don't think they would ever want to share a cup with you. They would never want to share a cup of water with you. So dressing doesn't really mean that you are a good person. It's just the style of dressing you like. If you're not built like a bag of potato, believe me, you want to even show your boobs more. Maybe if your back is not that wide, you want to show your body more. But leave the people who are showing their body. If that is what makes the person happy, let it. A wise woman once told me something that if you do it, they will talk. If you don't do it, they will talk. You might as well just do whatever the fuck you want. And do not care about that. Thank God for the kind of family I come from, that anything I wear is very acceptable. Because they know me. They know the kind of person I am. They know what I'm capable of doing. And dressing in certain type of way is what you like. Is what you like. There are times where I've gone to East Legon and I saw somebody dressed so nicely and classy. And somebody was just, oh, that girl, she's a prostitute. I'm like, wow, are you serious? But she's well-dressed. Because I was expecting something else. They'll be like, oh no, she's well-dressed. Look at the place she's standing. She's a prostitute. She's waiting for a car to come in and carry her. Yeah. So dressing doesn't really make a woman decent. Dressing and covering up doesn't make a woman decent. Believe me. It's what you like. A lot of men like their women to show off. Like, to show off and show off. I, for example, if I'm in a relationship with you and... I don't know. Hey, God, me too. I'm somewhere. Maybe when you met me, I was really showing out. The minute we start doing our thing there, then I'll start dimming my light because I don't want you to feel like, you know, oh, God, I regretted all these things I did. Oh, my God. Please, I need to say a prayer for myself. Harmony. You need to stop giving less and less fuck. You really need to stop giving less and less fuck. So back to what that was just a moment of weakness. I just remembered something right now, that whenever I get into a relationship, I tend to dim my light because I don't want the person to see me in some manner, like, set it up a way. So when you dress in some kind of way, it doesn't really make you decent. It's just what you like. If you love covering your hair, if you love wearing long stuff, it's what you like. I have a friend who loves black. She loves black so much that everything about her, she wants it to be in black. That doesn't mean that she's a bad person. It's the color. And when she wears black, she pops in it. Black is one of her favorite color, and it complements her skin too. It complements her when she knows how to rock black. I, for example, when I wear black, I look like I'm sorrowful. Black doesn't look good on me, but when she wear black, it looks good. Does that make her a bad person? It doesn't make her a bad person. So stop saying stuff like, hey, we wipe this and play with this. When you wipe this, at the end of the day, you come back from your marriage to come and play with the ones you see in their boobs that are outside. That's why I tell women, be very careful with the kind of men you date. When you're dating a certain kind of, when you're dating a man who makes sure that, oh, baby, I don't like when you show your skin. Baby, I don't like when you, don't follow those people. They are so controlling. Date a man who is not going to tame you. Date a man that is going to allow you to explore. That is going to allow you to be confident in yourself. You understand? You don't want a situation whereby after you get married, after 3 years, you're not able to bring the spark into the bedroom and all of that. And saying that my husband doesn't like this. My husband doesn't like it. What do you like? What do you like? What do you like as a woman? Why do you do things for your man? Why do you do things for your man instead of doing things for yourself? Now, I sound very bitter. Because I'm trying to give people advice out there. I sound so fucking bitter. So this is where I'm gonna end today. I'll try to make sure I feature a male next time. So for your online clothing, there's this place called Print Online GH. pre.online_gh. She sells a lot of quality product. If you want your woman to dress classy, she is one of the best plum. Believe me, she sells wholesale and retail. Yeah, whenever, like, her things are so quality. Sometimes I see them, I'm like, oh wow. And believe me, when you buy something that's not quality, come to me. I'm gonna refund your money to you. Yeah, she sells some of the best things. They are located at Oyarifa, Accra, Ghana. Yeah. Print Online Clothing. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name properly. For all your ladies, where if you know you want to surprise your girlfriend for this National Girlfriend Day, call print online clothing. They have some of the best, I mean best, her things are very quality. Her things are so quality that you don't even find it anywhere. I've never seen any of her designs anywhere. She has an online booty. It's a clothing brand. She says all things. She says how do you call it? She says office things. She sells anything you want. She says all your sexy stuff and all of that. And you know you want to surprise your girlfriend. You want to do shopping for her. Just visit print online clothing. Sorry, I'm pronouncing it like this. I'm not used to like this brutalized name. So please forgive me. So print online clothing. Yeah, just search them on Instagram. Print online. She's the only one using that name on Instagram. Believe me, you will love her things. Her things are so quality and they are so fucking affordable too as well. Yeah, so that is where I'm going to end. So please stop telling women how they should dress. Stop telling women how they should dress. A woman dressing a certain way, you are there judging women how to dress and you are there jerking off to our pictures of the people who are dressing that type of way, and you can't jerk off to the person who is well covered. You're saying that, oh, we have, why these, the day I saw that and I felt like oh my god, like, is this what they think, that girls who wear short stuff are easy to fuck? No, I don't get it, because you sound so dumb if you're in that conversation online, thinking that women who wear bikini, this person is, oh my god, this person has confidence in her body. Not a lot of people will be able to rock bikini, not a lot of people will be able to rock lingerie and all of that. And when you see somebody doing it out there, you need to compliment them, the black woman especially. When you see a black woman who is rocking her body, rocking her clothes, looking sexy as fuck, you need to drop your compliment and leave. That's why anybody that is trying to throw me online, I make sure I give it to them. I don't want you to throw women online, especially black women. If I see you throwing a black woman online, trying to say, black women, we are so embarrassing, we behave ghetto and all of that, I will give it to you. And as I stop saying that, we wipe this and play with this. Play with who? Me? Play with your mother. Play with your fucking mother. You're saying that we wipe this and we play with this. Please, 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 please. Don't play with me, oh. Please, please. I'm not your girlfriend, so. If you wipe this and you play with this, it's up to you. Everybody with what they want. They said one man's meat is another man's poison. So, it's what you like. That is your spec. That's why I always tell men, go for your spec. Go for your spec. If you know you like your dick to be sucked on your way from Labadi Beach, go for somebody that will do it. Don't go for somebody that when you tell them to kneel down and suck your dick and suck your balls and deep throat you, the person will start complaining or sucking your dick with a lot of attitude, sucking your dick. Maybe there's sand on the shaft of your dick and all of that. Go for somebody who can deep throat you with ice in your mouth. Go for someone who can, you know, go for someone who can take it all in and all of that. So don't go for somebody because you feel like, oh, this person, they're dressed decent, and at the end of the day when you tell them to come on top, it's like it's a whole lot. They can't even ride you like the way you want it. And this wife this and play with this makes you cheat. That is the main reason you cheat, because you are not able to really express the kind of person you want. You want someone, that's why I said that. When you're taking someone on vacation, you have to take someone who have an Ashawo vibe, because you waste your money if you take somebody who cannot swing on the dick the way you want it. Someone who can ride on it, someone who can bounce on it. You have to get someone with an Ashawo vibes. And believe me, some of those people who are well covered, those people, they suck good dick. Don't think maybe because the woman is covered makes her decent. You sound foolish when you say that. You sound foolish. That's why when people be like, oh, what you're wearing is exposing your butt crack, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion. Keep it. Save it for your family members. Remember, we're not related. You're not dating me. I'm not... Me and you, we are not family. So keep your opinion to yourself. And I don't give a fuck about you. You understand? Everybody with what they like. Some people like green, other people like red. You cannot force me to like green. You understand? So stop talking about dumb things like we play with this and wipe this. You sound foolish.